KVOE, 1400 AM Emporia, 96.9 FM, K245BQ Emporia.
It's time now for Emporia High Basketball. Spartan Basketball is brought to you in part by the Credit Union of Emporia, RV Doc, Longbine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Dr. Kaylin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Jeff Deb and Bree Williams of Eck Real Estate, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, and by the members of the KVOE Spartan Booster Club. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
It's time for the Glacier's Edge Tournament as the Emporia High Lady Spartans, ranked 4th in Class 5A, take on Mays in their first round matchup. Good evening, everyone, from Emporia High School. With studio coordinator Connie Osorio and alongside Darian Harris, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Welcome into the RV Doc pregame show. Emporia High is the top seed in their home tournament with a 10-1 record. The Lady Spartans suffered their first loss of the season 9 nights ago at Manhattan, 58-55 in double overtime. Mays is 1-8 on the season, with the Lady Eagles' only win coming in against Campus. Coming up, a preview of this evening's first round matchup, but first a visit with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE, KVOE.com, and the KVOE mobile app.
It's time now for the Carolyn Dorsey Show, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. Up next, a visit with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey.
Need a car loan, home loan, boat loan, or just some extra cash at a great low rate? The Credit Union of Emporia can help. As a shareholder in the credit union, they're here to serve you. Their services include credit and debit cards, retirement accounts, and online bill payment. The Credit Union of Emporia is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8:30 to 12:30. Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Tonight, the Emporia High Lady Spartans open up the Glacier's Edge Tournament as they take on Mays. I'm joined now by Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. And coach, you guys have had a little over a week to get over the loss against Manhattan. I believe you gave them the day off last Wednesday. And how did the girls come back towards the end of last week and into this week in practice before three games in 3 days this weekend with the Glacier's Edge Tournament?
It's been a long week. You know, we did give them the day off the next day. We knew we had some days to prep, and honestly, a bunch of the staff wasn't feeling the best. There wasn't a whole lot of secret reason to it, but I know the girls were a little nervous about it. They were stewing on it a little bit, and that's good. They needed to. We gave it away, and that one, I hold grudges, and I'm not over it. That's for sure. It's still pretty haunting when I hear that name Manhattan right now. But they've responded. You know, I think it was a wake up call. Unfortunately, I think it's something that we'd been warning was coming, and they're a young team. And again, most coaches around here, I would imagine, would take 10-1 if you told them that's where they'd be at the start of the season. But we've had a long week to prepare. We've watched film. We've refocused them in the gym. And I believe they're playing better. Now, you got 3 games in 3 days, and that will be the telling story. Is can they take what we've worked on and focused on and produce for 3 days?
What do you feel like you've seen the most growth in over the last week?
Their attention to detail. Again, it has been their Achilles since we started. And this is, I remember at White Auditorium telling you, it's attention to detail, it's maturity. And they are not mature, and they do not pay attention to details. And I love them, in spite of those things. But to be a really good ball team, you have to do those things. And they've been skating by. You know, they've done enough to get by. And I think they've been more focused in practice. I think they're understanding every possession matters, every rebound counts, every free throw counts, every time you're guarding counts. And that's what I've seen. Again, I don't want to spook it and then we go out and lay an egg, but they appear to be sharper. They appear to buy in and that it matters more.
Who do you feel like has maybe taken another step in the right direction over this last week?
You know, that's hard because it's kind of a different – it's a different kid every day, and that's what's kind of enjoyable about it. You know, I think right now if they'd worry less about the basketball part and worry about the intangibles and worry about being a leader and worry about the hustle plays, man, the basketball will take care of itself. It rewards the good things. And I think they worry about those other things, and I think that's, like I told you, it's like quicksand for some of them. And so, honestly, they've all been pretty good. Film session was great. I went in there, and we were brutally honest, and we had some very down-to-earth conversations, and they were able to say some things back to me, that things that they were struggling with or things that were confusing to them. And I think we had a good heart-to-heart on some things, and I think they're more ready, in my opinion. But these games will for sure let us know if we're more ready.
We're visiting with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey before tonight's first round matchup of the Glacier's Edge tournament. And we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the Mays Lady Eagles. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KBOE.
Need a car loan, home loan, boat loan, or just some extra cash at a great low rate? The Credit Union of Emporia can help. As a shareholder in the credit union, they're here to serve you. Their services include credit and debit cards, retirement accounts, and online bill payment. The Credit Union of Emporia is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8:30 to 12:30. Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We continue our conversation with Emporia-eyed Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey before tonight's opening round matchup with Mays in the Glacier's Edge tournament. Coach, they're 1-8 on the season. Their only win is over campus. They play in a very tough league, the Arc Valley Chisholm Trail League Division One. They have a new coach as well, and she played at Fort Hays and played 2 years at Barton, and she's from Cheney. So, I have a basketball background, but what challenges lie ahead with this Mays squad?
You know, Mays is a historically good basketball team. They've had a huge history of it. They do play in a great league. That Arc Valley is a tough league. Everyone says their league is the toughest. So, man, that Arc Valley, I don't want to be a part of. They have a lot of talent there. And 1-8, again, to the average eye, they're going to say, oh, they're not very good. You know what I mean? But that's something you can't look at this point. They're coached well. Again, it's a traditional history. She's from Cheney, another good history of basketball. I believe they're trying to do some good things. Watching them on film, they're athletic and long and have some size. And, you know, you throw all that together any given night. It's not like we're physically superior to anybody. We are tiny and little, but man, we try to be mighty as heck. And if they can buy into that a little bit, which I think you'll see, I think we can pressure and I think we're grittier. But, you know, that's why you rolled the ball out.
Brinley Smith and Maggie Salisbury are two players that stand out. I was looking over some of their stats from one of their games against one of the Salina schools, and they combined for 16 of their 24 in a 7-point loss to Salina South. Are those kind of the two that are just keeping your eyes on?
Absolutely. Those are the two names we've looked at. And I think you'll see Snyder and DeWitt on them, which would make sense because those are our two probably best defenders also. And so, you know, man, Lexia, I'm just going to talk about her. I'm rooting for her. She had, unfortunately, one of the worst games I've seen her play against Manhattan, but it wasn't even that bad. But we can't afford for her to have an off night, and that's an unfair expectation for a kid. But I think you'll see her. I think she's going to break out again, and I'm excited for her because I think she knows it wasn't her best performance. And again, it's an unrealistic belief to think she's going to play that well every night. But I think she'll be good. I think she's going to show up. And then you have Snyder on the other one. And again, I like how Snyder plays defensively. You know, there's things she needs to do better, but she's a big force for us inside. And so those are two big matchups for us, yeah.
Hopefully Lexi bounces back after I delivered her Athlete of the Week plaque on Monday.
So, that's tough.
Yeah, so I she was happy when I delivered it to her on Monday. You know, this is a loaded tournament. You guys are now ranked fourth in Class 5A, and there's Matt Tinsley's squad back at the top in 5A, and then Derby's fourth in 6A, and you're probably going to be scouting everybody in this tournament because there could be some surprises in this tournament. But what's it going to take to get past Mays, and then you're going to get Wichita Heights or Blue Valley Southwest on Friday night in the finale?
You know, you talk about the tournament. It's loaded, Dylan. It's a historically great girls basketball. And if you are a fan of girls basketball, come out. you know, there's two McDonald's All-Americans going to be here on two different teams, mind you. You know, you throw in the Derby hit. I mean, we didn't even get to Derby. I was talking about Shawnee Mission still having a McDonald's. Derby's got a McDonald's All-American. Seaman with Matt Tinsley. Holy cow. It's going to be loaded, and it's going to be tough. But that being said, we're the one seed. You know, we our girls have to understand we are the top seed. Now, I'm warning them about how good everybody else is, but we're good too. And we are going to have to play well. It'll be exciting. If they're as refocused as I believe, I think we can make a good run in it. But if not, you know, it'll be another good wake-up call for us to see some kids who can flat-out play. But again, that's why you play the game. And it's something that we've talked about with our kids. Man, you go in and you be assertive and dominant and strong, and don't you apologize for it. You know, I get frustrated with that because I think as women, we're not supposed to be that. But, man, you don't apologize for that feeling. And if they can play that way, they'll make a push for that championship.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight. Go get one, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey joining us here on the RV Doc Pregame Show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
This has been the Carolyn Dorsey Show, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th. Where you're treated like a person and not an account number. Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Shoal Construction, serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, convenient shopping in one location. Follow the Flint Hills Mall on Facebook for current sales, deals, and events. The Flint Hills Mall at 1632 Industrial. And Emporia Public Schools, building futures one student at a time. It's time now for the RV Doc pregame show. The RV Doc at 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 23 years. We'll head back to the gymnasium to preview tonight's game right after this timeout.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Welcome back to Spartan Gymnasium. Dylan Sherwood and Darian Harris with you. And we're about 6 minutes away from this first round matchup between Emporia High and Mays. This is the RV Doc pregame show. Winner of this game will get Wichita Heights. They were a 61-31 winner over Blue Valley Southwest. And currently going on in the JV gym, the top-ranked team in 5A, Topeka Seaman, leads Shawnee Mission West 55-52 with a minute two left. And Seaman was down at least 15 in that one. So Matt Tinsley and company, winner of that game gets either Derby or Shawnee Mission East. So that's what's happened on here in the tournament going on. And Darian, this Emporia High team suffered their first loss of the season 9 nights ago against Manhattan in double overtime, a game where they trailed by 11 in the second half, 8 at halftime. But this is a Mays team that's 1-8 with a new coach, only returned one starter from last year. And Mays is placing a good league out of the Arc Valley Chisholm Trail League Division One.
Yeah, and I think Coach Dorsey kind of hit it on the head, you know, in the pregame. You know, they've just been kind of skating by. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about on air is, you know, even their good games, you know, we've always felt like, you know, they could play better in kind of the standard that Coach Dorsey holds them to. And, you know, sometimes you need that loss to, you know, kind of light that fire. So tonight's going to be a perfect night to come out and kind of, you know, get things back on the right track.
It's a big bounce back time. The Emporia High Lady Spartans are the defending champions of the Glacier's Edge tournament. And this is the 49th annual, so next year is 50. So an Emporia High, since the tournament started in 1975, Emporia High has won it in 1982, back-to-back years in 86 and 87, 93 and 94, 96, 1999-2002. So they won, Carolyn won it at least once in their playing career. Emporia High won it 4 years in a row. It, between 2007 and 2010, won it in 2014, and of course won it last year. But they've been in the finals. Last time they were in the finals after last season was in 2018, and they lost to a very good Olathe East team that day in, here in Spartan Gymnasium. This is a group that only has three players that played in that tournament last year, so Emporia High going to get a good test.
Yeah, and you know, having a coach that's played in it and won it themselves as well, you know, is definitely a helper. You know, she knows what it takes to, you know, win a tournament like this, especially with there being so much firepower here.
This is the RV Doc pregame show. Spartan student section, not a very big crowd, but a lot of them are Lee Baldwin Spartan team.
Yeah, they're out to support tonight.
Hey, that's what Coach Baldwin said Tuesday night after they won 41-39 over Manhattan, and you should be glad I have my voice still.
Yeah, we're going to have to take Dylan up off the floor.
Well, that was a big win for Emporia High, 10-4 on the season. They'll be back in action at Washburn Rule next Friday night, but we got three games with the girls this week, and a good opportunity for this team to see some very good competition. Three teams ranked in the latest KBCA rankings. Emporia High ranked fourth. They dropped from 1-4. But Topeka Seaman, they're back at the number one spot and getting tested by Shawnee Mission West, who has Samaya Nichols, 6'1 guard, that's going to be playing for Brandon Schneider in the Kansas Lady Jayhawks next year. And then also, Derby has Addie Brown. Her sister Kennedy played in this tournament when Derby won it back in 2017. And Kennedy Brown went to Oregon State, now transferred and now playing for Kara Lawson at Duke. And Addie Brown, who's a senior, committed to play for Bill Finley and the Iowa State Lady Cyclones, who also have a girl by the name of Peyton Ryan. Or Emily Ryan. Emily Ryan from Central Plains out there in Central Kansas.
Lot of talent in this tournament, and you know, it's definitely going to be a good test for Emporia. You know, when they get deeper into the season and, you know, start postseason play, you know, they're going to play a lot of different teams that are going to have some really good players. You know, this is going to be a good test to see, you know, where they're at.
Well, let's take a break. This has been the RV Doc pregame show. Starting lineups and tip next. It's Emporia High and Mays in the final game of day one of the Glacier's Edge tournament here from Spartan Gymnasium. Starting lineups and tip next. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
This has been the RV Doc pregame show, brought to you by the RV Doc at 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 23 years. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. If you're a sports fan or just a fan of great food, it's Bruff's. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Our national anthem performed by the Emporia High Spartan Pep Band under the direction of Glenn Woolard. It's time now for starting lineups brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Now offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Take a look at the Maize lineup, 1-8 on the season. They're 1-4 in the Arc Valley Chisholm Trail League Division One. Coached by Shelby Hillman in her first season, 1-8 in her career. Graduate assistant at Pittsburgh State, also an assistant coach at Labette County. She replaced Jared Handy, whose daughter, Daly, played at Emporia State. She is a 2007 graduate of Cheney High School, played 2 years at Barton Community College, and also played for Tony Hobson at Fort Hays State. This is the lineup she'll go with. Brinley Smith, a 5'11 junior, the leading scorer. Maddie Salisbury, a 6'1 senior. Mallory Herzl, a 5'7 senior. Adley Pierce, a 5'8 sophomore. And Maddie Brownell, a 5'11 senior. 40 Emporia Lady Spartans, ranked 4th in Class 5A. Coached by Carolyn Dorsey, season number 9. 124-79 is her career record. And this is the lineup that Carolyn Dorsey will go with this evening. Addie Kermer, 5'7 junior, 12 points a contest. Neil Bennett, 5'4 junior, 5 points, 2 rebounds a contest. Lexi DeWitt, 8 points. She's a 5'5 junior. Alexa Shively, 5'4 junior, at 4 points a contest. And Rebecca Snyder, 6 foot senior, at 18 points and 9 rebounds a contest. There are your starters brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Now offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Emporia High in the home whites with the black lettering, black trim. Emporia across the chest. Maize will be in the road reds with white lettering and white trim. And just gone final over in the JV gym. The number one team in Class 5A survives as Shawnee Mission West gave them a test as the Vikings of Seaman defeat Shawnee Mission West 60-52. Seaman will play either Derby or Shawnee Mission East at 6:15 tomorrow. Winner of this game gets Wichita Heights at 7:45 tomorrow night. Loser gets Blue Valley Southwest at 4:45. Maize has Maize across the chest. Maize will move from left to right. Emporia High will move from right to left as we view it here up high from Spartan Gymnasium. Getting ready for Lady Spartan basketball, Glacier's Edge style. Tap is controlled by Emporia High. Shively right side, layup is up and good. And how quick is that, Darian? And Emporia High is on the board, 2-0, just 8 seconds into the contest.
Scoring off the tip, that's what Coach Dorsey wants to do.
Did it against Topeka High and almost a near steal and a steal by Shively. Shively kicks out to Bennett, second possession for Emporia High. Kermer right corner. Man, one. This is a 1-1-3 zone put on by Mays to the basket to our left. Emil Bennett with it, left wing, back to Kermer. She'll fire right wing, a 3, 2 strong. Rebound, Bennett. And a travel on Emil, and Emporia High coughs it up for the first time.
Those shots are going to be there all night, especially in the zone. They're going to be able to get those whenever they want. They got to get into their offense and get good baskets.
Just underway, 2-0 Emporia High. Mays with their first possession. Brinley Smith brings it across the timeline, far side. She started against Emil Bennett. Smith dribbling to her left side. She'll look to take it. Floater partially blocked, and Rebecca Snyder's going to get her first foul 51 seconds in.
And Coach Dorsey kind of talked about that in the pregame. Is, you know, Mays has some athleticism. They're going to have to be careful because, you know, Rebecca's the only height that they have.
Brinley Smith to the line. First one is up and good. I got to take my notes again. Running the iPad, too. I'm glad you're still with me, Darian, because running the iPad by myself is hard. Second one missed by Smith. Rebound picked up by Rebecca Snyder. 2-1 Emporia High. 7:04 to play here in the opening stanza from Spartan Gymnasium at Emporia High. Neil Bennett right wing back to Kermer, top of the key.
Oh, stay there.
Now Bennett with it. You're going to start doing like you do in the voice game. Shively left corner. Now left wing to Kermer. Addie dribbling to her left, and she got her pocket pick. And stolen by Smith. Floor Mays, second Spartan turnover. Smith will bring it up the floor. A left wing, a deep three for Brownell. Missed. Rebound picked up by Alexa Shively for Emporia High. Kermer across the timeline. Now to Emil Bennett, left wing. Right wing to Kermer. Addy. Swinging around the perimeter. Here is DeWitt. Left corner, a three. Pinballing out. Rebound, Kermer. How'd you get it? Rebecca left block, floater blocked, but there's a foul.
Foul is on Salisbury. That's her first. Team foul number one. Snyder to the free throw line. Rebecca on the season, 76% free throw shooter.
And that was a good job by Addie. They're keeping it alive on offensive rebound.
And Rebecca Snyder's free throw percentage continues to drop. She's now 48 of 64 on the season. Second one for Rebecca, nothing but net for the senior. Her first point, and Emporia High leads it 3-1, a minute 45 into this contest. As Adley Pierce, 5'8 sophomore, her sister Brecklin played for Mays, and there's a steal by Emporia High. DeWitt with it. DeWitt dishes off, and her pass was intercepted by Smith, and Emporia High's being sloppy with the basketball, 2 minutes in, up 3-1. They feed it inside to Salisbury against Rebecca. Kicks it out to Pierce. Pierce dribbling to her right, and she's got red long sleeves underneath that Mays jersey. They got Under Armour jerseys. Emporia High rocking the Adidas. Right wing, Ronell for three, short. Long rebound's going to go out of bounds. It's going to go Emporia High.
Emporia has to find a way to score on this zone. I just have a thing with zones, Dylan. I feel like they're really easy to score on if you just move the ball around.
Two turnovers already for Mays. 2.5 into the game. 3-1 Emporia High. Bennett gets over to Shively, right corner. Now Emil with it, right wing. Pressure coming, and a foul. And that is going to go against Pierce for Mays.
A little too physical there.
Pierce with her first. Team foul number two. Emporia High will inbound across the way. Emil Bennett to trigger into DeWitt, top of the key. Now the Kermer. Addie will under the in between the legs dribble, gets over to Shively inside Rebecca right side, layup short, but she's fouled, and that's two more coming up for Rebecca. Foul will be against Salisbury. That's number two on her. Team foul number three. Gonna have to write that one down. With 5:10 remaining, Rebecca to the line for two more. 1 of 2 on the night. First one up is good, nothing but net. First substitution for Mays will be Peyton Samick, a 6'1 senior, will replace Salisbury, who just picked up number two. Rebecca with one more, looking for a third point. Second one on the way is good. Bouncing in. Rebecca 3 of 4 at the line. Emporia High leads it 5-1. 5:07 to play here in the first. Here's Pierce. Pierce gets over to Smith, and a steal by Emporia High. To the cup, DeWitt missed all of it. Goes on top of the backboard, and it's going to go to Mays. They haven't signaled it, but I think it's going to go to Mays. So,
oh no.
So a turnover by Emporia High. That was a crazy shot
put
up by Lexi. She got her Athlete of the Week plaque here on Monday, and I told her it got to be some motivation. Smith, 19 footer right wing, missed. Rebound picked up by Hertzel or Mays. Pierce lost it, stolen by DeWitt. 2-on-1 for Emporia High. DeWitt bounce pass. Kermer, layup is good. DeWitt gets the assist, and Kermer's into the scorebook. It's 7-1 Emporia High.
They're getting the stops. They just got to keep putting the points on the board now.
6-point Emporia High lead, and does Mays want a timeout? Shelby Hillman wants a 30. Let's keep it right here. As Mays down 7-1. And Darian, Emporia High, picking some things up here as we near the first 4 minutes of quarter number one.
Yeah, you know, it's the execution on the fast break. You know, they're going to get their steals. That's what, you know, they've been known for doing that all season. And, you know, they're getting them now. But they just got to find a way to get the ball in the basket, you know, convert on those opportunities.
They're going to be taking, whoever wins this game, taking on a talented Wichita Heights team who won by 30 over Blue Valley Southwest.
And they remind me a lot of Emporia, just not as tall, but they get after it on defense, and they like to run.
And no seniors for Wichita Heights, who has been ranked in Class 6A. As Pierce will bring it up the floor across the black E at the midcourt stripe. Here's Hertzel swinging around the perimeter to Ronell gets it inside. Here is Smith with a 13-footer straight on. It's good. Smith with her first basket. 7-3 Emporia High. 3:56 to play, and a deflected pass as an entry pass from Emil Bennett to Snyder. It was deflected off Mays. It'll stay with Emporia High as Emil Bennett will trigger in to the right of her own basket as Emporia High moving. And the in-the-bounds pass is stolen by Pierce for Mays. Pierce tied the key, almost got it stolen. Entry pass, too much juice on that one. And a turnover by Mays as it goes out of bounds. Shively back in for Bennett as Ariana Hamilton's in there now, 5'7 senior, the sixth man. Let's start calling Ariana the sixth man. And DeWitt's out. Also Ryan Peaks in there, 5'9 junior. Ryan's been playing some good ball. Ryan has it layup from the right side, missed all of it. Rebound picked up by Hamilton and a foul.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Did they call Ryan with a foul?
No, they call Ariana with
a travel.
Her foot was out of bounds when they went for the tie-up, so they called it out of bounds.
Oh, boy. 7-3 Emporia High, 3:30 to play here in the first. Pierce lost it for a second, got it back.
Double team.
Pierce needs some help, gets it to Smith, far side across the timeline. Brunell, left wing, a deep three off the heel of the iron.
Oh.
Rebound, Hertzel, putback is up and crawling off. And a foul on Emporia High.
She almost shot that. The volleyball one.
Foul is on Kermer, her first, team foul number two. And Mallory Hertzel will go to the free throw line for two free throws. First one up is too hard. And Coach Carolyn Dorsey was wondering what's going on. Talking with one of our officials here on the near side. Second one for Hertzel, short. And they're going to get one more. I believe lane violation on Emporia High. Hertzel's going to get one more. The Emporia High Spartans, and there's the King, Bobby Trujillo, on the front row of the student section two. Second one. Oh, man. Missed all of it. Rebound to Ryan Peake for Emporia High. Still 4-point lead for Emporia High. Kermer to the cup floater. Didn't bank. Rebound Snyder, and she lost it. It's picked up by Mays, and a shot missing by Pierce. Rebound to Hamilton, and a steal by Brindley Smith, and this is a 2-point game. Smith has four, and it's down to two. And Emporia High's going back to the bench, and Bennett and DeWitt to the table. There's Shively, top of the key. AJ kicks it out. Snyder, right corner. Rebecca dribbling over to her left. Kermer, top of the key. Kermer, left block, double team. Gets it off the peak. 18-footer straight away. Missed. Rebound. Kermer, put back is good. Kermer has four, and that's the lead. 9-5, Emporia High. 2:16 to play here in the first. Almost as Brunell almost lost it. Gets to the Spartans all over the floor as Snyder to the floor. And a steal by Emporia High as Samick lost it. It's picked up by Shively. Kermer to bring it up. Now Shively, AJ. Skip pass over to Hamilton, right wing. Hamilton looking to drive. Dish it off to Shively. 10-footer, good. AJ's into the scorebook. Or she's got four, correction. 11-5 Emporia High. 1:42 to play and a foul on AJ. AJ being a little too aggressive. Her first, team foul number three. As Riley O'Grady, a 5'9 senior, into the contest for Mays. Adley Pierce will sit down as Bennett and DeWitt back in for Kermer and Hamilton.
And just some sloppy play going on right now.
Definitely. Especially in a tough first round matchup between
travel.
The one and the eight. Brunell with it, it's on the floor. Shively got it. Did they get a timeout? And then Emporia High's got the ball. Did AJ call timeout? Owen, she got the steal and a foul on Mays. That's on Hertzel. That's her first, team foul number four against Mays. Emporia High's up six, largest lead of the game. At 1:14 to play here in the first quarter. Shively dishes off inside Rebecca, right side, layup from the right side, crawling off. Rebecca's fouled, and two more coming up for Rebecca.
She's doing a really good job of being aggressive tonight.
Peyton Samick, her first, team foul number 5 against Mays. And Rebecca Snyder, 3 of 4 at the line. Rebecca first is pinballing out. Rebecca's now 3 of 5 at the line this evening. One more coming up for the 6-foot senior. Rebecca second off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound peak, and there's going to be a tie-up, and the possession arrow goes to Mays.
Mays isn't backing down from Emporia tonight.
No. They play in a very tough league, Darian. They play in the same league as Derby and Hutchinson, both ranked in 6 and 5A. Emporia is bringing the pressure against Smith. Smith gets in the front court, and nearly a turnover by Mays, but Mays will keep it. Kermer back in for Emporia High as Peak will sit down. Ryan coming off a career-high 9 points against Manhattan on last Tuesday night. Smith gets it over to Hertzel, right wing against Kermer. Spartans in the man-to-man. And the pocket is picked. Kermer with his steal. Kermer left side layup is good. And the foul. And Kermer taking over. She's got 6, looking for her 7th point of the game. Foul is on Hertzel. That's her 2nd. Team foul number 6. As Maddie Fluez checks in for Mallory Hertzel. As Zeta Pearson, the 5'6 junior, in for Rebecca Snyder. One free throw coming up for Kermer, 76% from the line. Free throw is good. Kermer completes the 3-point play the old-fashioned way. She's got 7, and the lead is 9 for Emporia High at 14-5.
Oh, almost another steal there.
14-5 Emporia High, 38.6 left here in the opening stanza in this first-round matchup of the 49th annual Glacier's Edge Tournament. Smith bringing up the floor here on the near side. Double team for a second right in front of the Spartan bench. And a foul, and if that's on AJ, that's number 2. It's on Pearson. She got bailed out on that one, Darian.
Yeah, the trap was set.
Zeta with her first, 14 foul on Emporia High. Mays to trigger in the Smith time to key. And Mays going to go for one shot here with 25, Darian.
Oh, yeah, they're going to hold.
Smith dribbling to her right side. Swing around to Ronell. Right wing to Smith. Almost got it. Deflected. Smith fires from 3. Hits it from the right wing. She's got 8. She's got all 8 for Mays. And it's 14-8. DeWitt on top of the key. Kermer a 3 at the horn. Missed. Rebound out of bounds. It's going to take us to the break. 14-8 Emporia High. We go to the second quarter here at Spartan Gymnasium. Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. By AKA The Sports Fan, where sports fans are treasured. And by Cofeld Signs. The whole crew at Cofeld Sign Company would like to wish all the Emporia Spartan and Junior Spartan student athletes the best of luck this year. Go Spartans!
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Lawnbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia, driven by LawnbineAuto.com.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Back at Spartan Gymnasium, Emporia High leads at 14-8. We go to quarter number 2 here at Spartan Gymnasium. Emporia High with it with their starting 5 back on the floor. That is Kermer, Bennett, DeWitt, Shively, and Snyder. Inside, Rebecca, turnaround hook, left side, missed all of it. And the rebound goes to Mays' Maddie Bronell. As Pierce back in for Mays as well. You can hear the Spartan center section made up the Emporia High boys team, and Bobby Trujillo and Jaden Thomas over there trying to make it sound like Allen Fieldhouse here for a second. And they got a foul on DeWitt. That's her first team foul, number five, against Emporia High. And Mays will inbound. It is inbound to Smith, and Smith got bumped into, and 16 foul against Emporia High. Foul is on Shively. That's number two for the junior. 16 foul. As Peak will come in for AJ, who just picked up number two.
Yep.
Mays inbounds to Smith, top of the key. He's got all 8 points. Floater short, and Smith is fouled, and two free throws coming up for her. And Ryan Peak is the guilty party. Her first 17 foul. Mays in the bonus, the final 7-17 of the first half.
And they're really starting to play for Brinley Smith.
Free throw on the way. Good for Smith. She's got all nine for the Mays Eagles, who have cut it to five. Second one on the way is good. 10 points for Brinley Smith. 14-10 Emporia High. 7:13 to play here in the first half. Currently a 5-0 Mays run. Bennett in traffic out to Peak right wing. Peak skip pass over to Kermer left wing. Kermer skip pass to DeWitt at the right block. Here's Bennett out to Peak. Ryan dribbling to her left, back to Kermer. Hey, Addy. Addy in traffic. Layup is good, and the foul. They get a charger. They counted it. And one for the junior, Kermer. Foul is on Smith. That's her first. Team foul number seven. And then Emporia High's in the bonus. The final 6:49 of the first half.
I think that was a great call by the ref there.
Free throw on the way for Kermer. Nothing but net. Have a half Addy Kermer. She's got 10. And the lead is back to 7 for Emporia High at 17-10. 6:43 to play here in the second quarter. Here is Pierce with the basketball. Pierce against Kermer. Pierce right in her grill. They get in the Brinley Smith baseline. Dishes off. Loose on the floor. A steal by Kermer. As Samick lost it into Rebecca, but DeWitt was somehow and got it. Skip past Kermer, right corner, right wing, a three, pinballing out. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. It's staying with Emporia High. Ryan Peake did not touch that basketball, Darian.
No, I didn't think so.
Hertzel back in for Mays as Samick will sit down. Also, Grady back in for Mays as Fluez will sit down. Actually, they did get... Let me adjust the iPad real quick. So it was out of bounds off of Peak, and a turnover by Emporia High. 7-point Lady Spartan advantage, and Mays just turned it over as it was off the foot of Adley Pierce. Right into the Spartan bench. 6:05 to play here in the first half. Lady Spartans up 7, 17-10. They've led by as many as 9. Here's DeWitt, bounce pass into Rebecca, left side floater off of the side of the backboard. And the rebound goes to Mays' Brinley Smith. Now Pierce with it, and they get offensive foul, and Emil Bennett drew it. Brinley Smith just went right into Emil and took the charge. And that's the 18th foul against Mays. And for, actually it's not on Smith, it's on... It's on Pierce. 18 foul on Mays. For a high ball. Here is Bennett. Skip entry pass. Kermer left right side. Missed all of it. Rebound. Peak put back. Good. Ryan Peak is into the scorebook. And the lead is back to 9 for Emporia High at 19-10. 5:20 to play here in the first half. Here's Pierce against Bennett. Pierce in the paint. Pierce kicks it out to Hertzel. Hertzel in the paint. Layup left side is blocked by Rebecca, and Rebecca has got foul number two.
That's a terrible foul. There's no reason for that.
And it's not on Rebecca. It's on Peak. Ryan with her second. 18 foul. It clearly looked like Rebecca was the guilty party. First one is up and missing by Mallory Hertzel. Pearson is into the lineup for DeWitt. That's an interesting choice, Carolyn Dorsey.
They were both in front of her there. There was no reason that for them to foul. Make them finish over you.
Second one is missing by Hertzel. Missed them both. The rebound goes to Kermer for Emporia High. Here's Bennett left wing. Skip past the peak. Now Kermer with it. Now Ryan peak. Back to Kermer at the top of the key. Emporia High gets over near side, far side. Here's Pearson. Entry pass wide open left. Good by Rebecca Snyder. Give Pearson the assist. Rebecca has five. And the lead is 11 for Emporia High at 21-10.
And that's
a near steal and a steal as Hertzel lost it. Stolen by Ryan Peek. Kermer to the basket. Floater on the way. Banked in. Oh, my goodness. He's getting out of hand in a hurry, Darian. Yep. Kermer's got 12, and the lead is 13 for Emporia High at 23-10. 4:20 to play here in the first half. Smith will bring it up the floor on the far side. And Shelby Hillman wants a timeout. She almost went out. She went out of her coach's box to get that one. Full timeout for Mace. Let's take a 30. 13-point Lady Spartan lead, 23-10. 4:10 to play in the first half. Lady Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rainbow Pest Control. Tell them what's bugging you. Call Rainbow Pest Control, 620-343-2300. And go Spartans. Mainstay Suites, Emporia's extended stay hotel, offering group rates or a private meeting room for your organization's needs. Mainstay Suites, live like home. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Back at Spartan Gymnasium, Emporia High leads 23-10. Ariana Hamilton back into the Emporia High lineup. So it's Hamilton, Bennett, Pearson, Kermer, and Snyder for Emporia High. Mays will send out Smith, Hertzel, O'Grady, Samick, and Bronell. They inbound to Smith at the top of the key. Smith has all 10 points for Mays. Smith between the legs dribbling to her left. Now swings over to Mallory Hertzel on the far side. Up top to O'Grady. O'Grady gets it over to Bronell, right wing against Kermer. Kermer trying to put the pressure on. Inside and a pass stolen by Bennett.
Bennett finish
looking. Dish it off to Kermer. Layup from the left side is good.
You're fine.
Addie Kermer has 14. Lead is 15 for Emporia High at 25-10. 3:36 to play here in the first half. Almost another near steal by Emporia High.
Get up
Hertzel as pressure coming by Ariana. And the offensive foul called. And for Mallory Hertzel, that is her third personal foul, ninth team foul. And the fouls rack up as Pierce back in for Mays as Hertzel will sit down with number three. She's going to be on that bench a while with Salisbury, who has number two. Emporia High leads it by 15, 25-10. Kermer gets over to Pearson baseline, kicks it out back to Kermer, skip past Hamilton, lost it, and the tie-up is called. And the possession arrow goes to Mays. As O'Grady drew that tie-up against Ariana Hamilton.
They got to keep the pressure up on defense, though.
Got to look at turnovers right now, Darian. 14 for Mays, 10 for Emporia High.
That's way too many.
Way too many for the fourth-ranked team in 5A. Skip pass to Bronell. Bronell steal by Kermer. Kermer looking to the bucket, all the way, wide open, good. Layup good. Kermer's got 16, and the lead is 17 for Emporia High at 27-10.
Cookies.
Cookies? That's easy money there, and a foul. On who? That was on Rebecca, and that's number two on her. Team foul number nine. As Lewis will come back in for Bronell. As DeWitt will come back in for Pearson. Darian, you were pointing at the scoreboard for a second.
I think that last foul was on Zeta.
Oh, they called on Zeta? Okay. Smith to the line, 1-1, missed it. Rebound picked up by Rebecca. So let me adjust the iPad real quick.
Go get one.
Here is Kermer. Kermer dished off to Witt, left wing, a three. Yes! She hit it! She hit it. That's a Valiant Fiber three. Valiant Fiber, always available, always fast, and always reliable. As DeWitt is into the scorebook, lead is 24, Emporia High at 30-10.
Oh, Campbell.
Here is a shot banked in. It's a three by Riley O'Grady. And she is only the second Maize Eagle to score in this one. 30-13, Emporia High in the Kermer floater block. And Addie's going in line for two free throws. Foul is on Samick. That's her second. 10th team foul in Emporia High's in the double bonus.
And they're starting to get some really good action in the zone here on offense, and it's leading to a lot of easy buckets.
First one is up and good for Addie Kermer. She's got 17. Lead is 18 for Emporia High. Kermer looking for point number 18. Second one away for the junior. Nothing but net. Kermer with 18. Lead is 19 for Emporia High at 32-13. 2:05 to play here in the first half. And a whistle and an offensive foul on Mays. And they're going to call it on Smith. That's her second. Since it's a player control foul, it's Emporia High ball. Emporia High looking for their largest lead of the game on this possession. Kermer right wing. Kermer entry passes to Witt. Rebecca right side. Layup from the right side. Crawling in.
Good ball movement.
Snyder has seven. And the lead is 21 for Emporia High at 34-13. Minute 43 to play here in the first half. Pierce in traffic. Pierce in the paint. Fuller underway. Banked in. Adley Pierce with her first basket. Lead is down to 19, 34-19, 34-15 Emporia High. 90 seconds to play here in the first half. Kermer right wing. Kermer wanted to take a three. Kermer in the paint. Floater from 13. Pinballing out. Rebound to Hamilton. Hamilton gets it out to Bennett. Emil. Bounce pass to Ariana. Gets out to DeWitt. Now Rebecca Snyder. Triple team out to Bennett right wing. To Hamilton. 15 foot to right side. Too strong. Rebound Snyder. Put back. Good.
Good.
Oh, my goodness. Rebecca has nine. Lead is back to 21 for Emporia High at 36-15 as we are under a minute left to play here in the first half. Here from Spartan Gymnasium and a whistle and a foul on Emporia High. Foul is on DeWitt. That's her second. 10th team foul. So Grady will go to the line for two free throws. Oh, Grady has three, just made a three. First one is off the back of the iron, no good. Mia Zapata will check in for Rebecca Snyder. Also checking in is Taylor Cunningham, the 5'6 junior. And Demia is also a 5'6 junior as well. So Emporia High getting some subs in there. Second one is too strong by O'Grady. Missed them both. Rebound to Zapata for Emporia High. 36-15, Lady Spartans, 43 seconds to play here in the first half. Here is Bennett. Gets it to Taylor Cunningham, right wing. And Taylor lost it but got it back. I'm not going to call that a turnover. Here's Kermer at the left block, out to Bennett. All juniors on the floor. Four juniors and a senior on the floor for Emporia High. And Cunningham lost it for a second, but Emil Bennett got it back into the backcourt. And Emporia High going for one shot. Kermer, left wing, Addie with 13. Addie dribbling to her left, now bounce pass over to Bennett, now Taylor Cunningham. Cunningham now to Hamilton, 18 foot to right side, missed all of it. Rebound picked up by O'Grady, and here's Kermer, a deep one, left side.
Oh. She hit it! She hit it! Addie Kermer from 40! Kermer with the steal, hit it from 40! And Emporia High leads it. 39-15, 21 first half points for Addie Kermer, and Emporia High leads it by 24, 39-15. Let's take a break. Up next is the Long Bite on Plaza halftime show. Lady Spartan basketball on KVOE.
It's time now for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia.